My name is Susan Wilmot, and in conversation today, it's June the 6th, we're here at Community House with Jill Curtis, who's going to tell us a little bit about her involvement with Community House and tradecraft and lots of other marvellous things.
What about that? Okay, so I didn't know about Community and House until I was brought here to teach ESOL classes, English for Speakers of Other Language classes, in about 2002. Previous to that, I'd been teaching in Charles Street and in Pill Bentley Library, and I'd been trained to teach ESOL to foreign students. And it was a lovely experience. We had people from China and Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Turkey, and it was just ladies. It was a ladies, particularly a ladies-only class on Monday and Tuesday mornings from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And I could make up initially my own syllabus. So we talked about local geography and local history, and then we introduced poems, and we had a session of doing cooking with the ladies. So we'd come downstairs and use the kitchens in Community House, and they would introduce me to some recipes, and I would teach them recipes, and all the time learning English as we did this. And we also had a session working with the library, making up story bags for children. It was the time when the libraries were introducing story bags for children. So I took a children's story, and we made up different games and crafts to go with it, and all the time teaching the ladies English that they could use with their children, so they could talk to their children and read books to them in English. And we did the normal things like going to the doctors, and then going to the shops, all the everyday things that they would need in their lives in Newport. They were amazing. They were wonderful at cooking, the ladies. So any excuse for a celebration, Eid, Christmas, Easter, whatever, they would cook food and they would bring it in to share with myself and the other tutors who taught on other days of the week. We'd all get together and have quite a party.
Seems to be a common theme I've noticed with all the groups. Any excuse for a party.
That's what it's about, isn't it? That's when you get to know each other really well.
Yeah, food and parties.
Absolutely, yeah. You can get the perfect English for talking about parties and celebrations and family. Yeah, so that's great. And as time went on, I took an afternoon class, which was very interesting because we picked up that some of the ladies wanted to learn to drive and they were very anxious about passing their driving theory. So I was asked whether I would take a driving theory class, which was really good for me because it revised my theory. Yeah. I got the right book and taught them from that. And that was quite a success. I do believe a lot of them went on and were able successfully to pass their driving theory tests, which was very good. Mm. And they would visit my home. We had at least two occasions during the summer when I invited the students up to my house. And again, they would bring food with them. And I can remember a Bangladeshi lady bringing a whole fish, beautiful fish, to fry in my frying pan on my stove. And that was fascinating because she just added these beautiful spices, cooked this fish, and then we shared it. And that was a lovely experience. And they were just so appreciative of coming into my home and sharing. And we'd have class outings also. One was a trip to Tredegar House, and another was a trip. I think that was the only one I can really remember. Mm. I think other tutors went with them to the seaside maybe, but my memory was of Tredegar House. And a particular memory of that was we had a Chinese student who was over for a year, having her husband was doing a business studies course in the college at Altarine, and she came to classes for a year. And I had a friend at that time who was thinking of going out to China to teach English, but Ewen, this lady's name, and Lindsay, the English lady didn't know that. They didn't really know each other. But Lindsay gave Ewen her ride in her car, and it transpired when Lindsay went out to China, she was going to the same town that Ewen lived in the north of China.
Not like it's a big place or anything.
Not exactly. How many millions of people live in China? And I said, I think I know a lady who lives in that town, Lindsay. Shall I get in touch with her and ask her to meet you off the plane when you first arrive? And this student, who was a lovely lady, she would fall over herself to help people in any way she could, befriended Lindsay. And the long and short of it is that the friendship developed over 10 years when they were out there. And that continues to this day. And this friend of mine would go and stay with Ewen in her flat. And Ewen would be there settling Lindsay and right from the word go introducing her to the culture. And that was just starting in Community House, that student coming here and meeting my friend.
Yeah, it really is a small world.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, so that was a lovely story. So that's really my involvement with ESOL and Community House. And it was while I was in Community House that I met Brian. And Brian is wonderful at getting people involved in all kinds of projects and ways that he is involved. And I taught on a Tuesday morning, and he then told me about the Tuesday lunch club that took place. And he knew that I was on the leadership team in my church and asked me whether I would like to come and take part in the morning service that they would have on a Tuesday, and in time to lead that little group once a month in the chapel in Community House.
You don't do that every week,
then? I do it once a month, yeah. So I started doing it when I was teaching, and when I finished teaching in Tredegaha in Community House in about 2009, I still used to come to Community House with my trade craft, with my fair trade stall.
You'd always had the trade craft then?
I had, yes. Brian found out, as he does, he finds out all about people and what they're involved in, and then he tries to use their talents in any way he can for Community House, which is amazing. I think it's an amazing gift to have that he can do that with people. So he found out that I also had a trade craft stall, that I was in leadership at my church and could lead prayers. So I got involved in those two ways, with the Tuesday Lunch Club and bringing my tradecraft stall along. He asked me to talk to the ladies in the chapel here about other things that I was involved in, which was fair trade, a charity in Romania that I'm involved in, my daughter who works with Malala, the lady who won the Peace Prize, and the school's work that I did, and my involvement with Night Shelter. So quite a wide spectrum of things to keep people informed about.
That's for wider than the lunch club group then, is it? Or?
Well, that was the lunch club group, but he would ask me to speak on certain things at other events in Community House, particularly about Malala and the Peace Prize. My daughter works as advocacy officer for Malala, so she's with her quite a lot and went with her to receive the Peace Prize and to receive citizenship of Canada and all things like that, travelling with her. Quite interesting.
This is not Community House now, but is your daughter's work then?
Yeah, she works for the Malala Fund, and she originally worked for Save the Children, and then they headhunted her and said, would you work alongside Malala and with the Malala Fund. So she's been doing that for several years.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so that's good. So I would share with the group in Community House about that, and particularly the lunch club, and we would have prayers for their needs. It was a lovely time of peace and contemplation in the chapel, sharing with them as well. And I got involved with other events at Community House. I came along about the time the Peace Garden was being put in place.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And through my tradecraft stall, the Pakistani ladies asked me to come and talk to them about fair trade, which was very interesting. And we actually found out that the apricots that fair trade use come from Pakistan. Yeah. And the ladies were very keen then to buy the Pakistani apricots.
I never realised that's what they came from.
There you go. Yeah, the ones that tradecraft sell come from Pakistan.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought that was that wouldn't be the first place you'd think of, would it? That apricots would come from. Yeah. So. Yes, and expanding their vision of what tradecraft did, that it was set up really to make women breadwinners in their communities when the men hadn't got any jobs, and to enable the women to have a craft or to grow things or to keep chickens or to do that kind of thing, and to develop their skills so that tradecraft could buy the things and sell them on to people in this country. Yeah.
So you've said about Brian, which everybody knows sort of holds this place together, but in general, your feelings about Community House. Everybody says it's a wonderful atmosphere, it's a wonderful community. Mm. Is that how it's always made you feel?
Oh, absolutely. I've always looked forward to coming to Community House, even when I've been busy, rushed off my feet, other things in life have kind of got me a bit down. It's always been a joy to come into Community House, to step into Community House, because of the wideness of their vision and their inclusiveness of people. All walks of life, all faiths and none. You know, they just have this lovely sense of wanting to include everybody.
Okay, I think that's how everybody feels about it.
Yes, and I've met some lovely people here, as you say, Brian, the Tuesday Lunch Club. And one of the first people I met was Anne, who works in the kitchens now, but she came on board as managing the, as people came in, she was the secretary really for a time. So I met Anne right from the beginning, and then Lynn's always been here cooking.
Yes, we're going to have a chat to Lynn. She's quite
She's a character. She'll have some lovely stories to tell. And they're such lovely people. They put themselves out, particularly for all the older people, going into their homes, looking after them, really taking care of them, making sure they get here, get home again. Amazing ladies. Yeah. And also amongst the old people that I've met here, really interesting characters. Because I've been coming here for a long time, a lot of old people have passed through and passed on. Mm-hmm. And it's always been good to hear about their lives and the wonderful example they are of growing old gracefully. I'm really impressed by how they manage life in when they're getting old and sick and but still very gracious, and that's been lovely, yes.
So you're going to carry on doing this for a lot longer then?
Well, I hope so. I hope I'm able to do that. That would be good, just to continue coming in on a monthly basis and balancing it with the other things that I do in Newport and around, yeah. But yes, it's a wonderful place because I think it has had an impact on the community and of making good relations with the Muslim community, with the school. And I think things would be a lot different in this area if it wasn't for Community House.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Very nice.